Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. John chapter 20, verse 17, ESV. As soon as this first resurrection appearance to Mary, Jesus is weaning his disciples from his bodily presence on earth. As John Owen notes, precisely so that they will look after and trust unto the promise of the Holy Ghost. He continues, Hence is that of our apostle, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. 2 Corinthians, verse 16. For although it was a great privilege to have known Christ in this world after the flesh, yet it was much greater to enjoy him in the dispensation of the Spirit. Jesus has accomplished redemption, but it is he whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. Acts chapter 3, verse 21, ESV. The great work of the Spirit is the proclamation of the gospel and the inward persuasion of its truth. Jesus' farewell discourse, John chapters 14 through 16, is about trading places. As it unfolds, we begin to see more clearly the importance of the difference that the Spirit is and makes in the work that he shares with Jesus. Jesus impresses upon the hearts of his confused and fearful disciples that his departure is a net gain. We need Jesus Christ, enthroned in our glorified humanity, at the Father's right hand, ruling and subduing the enemies of his kingdom and interceding for us. But we also need the Holy Spirit to accomplish what only he can, to work within us to bring about repentance and faith, and to intercede within us so that we relate to the Father in joy as his adopted children, rather than in fear. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. The gift of the Father in the Son. Before his ascension, Jesus tells the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. In just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 5 and 8. Compare Luke chapter 24, verse 49. We do not have to speculate about what the disciples heard Jesus speak about concerning the Holy Spirit. Whatever else he said about the Spirit must have been an elaboration of what he had spoken to them in the farewell discourse. Although John focuses on the sermon rather than the supper, Jesus' discourse occurs in the upper room during Passover and the institution of the Lord's Supper as reported in the Synoptic Gospels. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. And it is provoked especially by Jesus' announcement of his departure. This setting already points up the importance of the Eucharist as a busy intersection of Christology and pneumatology, and where the age to come breaks into this present evil age. But the scene sets before us a problem, a nearly insurmountable obstacle to the disciples at the time. How can Christ promise to be present always among his people at the same time that he announces his departure? If we do not wrestle frankly with Jesus' real absence in his ascension, we miss a crucial opportunity to appreciate the significance of his real presence in the power of the Spirit.